فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا.
So they both set out until when they embarked in a boat, he made a hole in it. Moses said, "Hast thou made a hole in it to drown those who are in it? Surely thou hast done a grievous thing."
قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
He replied, "Did I not tell thee that thou canst not have patience with me?"
قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا.
Moses said, "Take me not to task for what I forgot, and be not hard on me for this lapse of mine."
فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا.
So they journeyed on till when they met a young boy. He slew him. Moses said, "What, hast thou slain an innocent person without his having slain anyone? Surely thou hast done a hideous thing."
قال ألم أقل لك إن
He replied, "Did I not tell thee that thou couldst never bear with me patiently?"
قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا.
Moses said, "If I ask thee concerning anything after this, keep me not in thy company, for then thou shalt have got sufficient excuse from me."
فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا.
So they went on till, when they came to the people of a town, they asked its people for food, but they refused to receive them as their guests. And they found therein a wall which was about to fall, and he repaired it. Moses said, "If thou hadst so desired, thou couldst have taken payment for it."
سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا.
He said, "This is the parting of the ways between me and thee. I will now tell thee the meaning of that which thou wast not able to bear with patience.
لِمَسَاكِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحْرِ فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَعِيبَهَا وَكَانَ وَرَاءَهُمْ مَلِكٌ يَأْخُذُ كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ غَصْبًا.
As for the boat, it belonged to certain poor people who worked on the sea, and I desired to damage it, for there was behind them a king who seized every boat by force.
فَخَشِينَا أَن يُرْهِقَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا.
And as for the youth, his parents were believers, and we feared lest on growing up he should involve them into trouble through rebellion and disbelief.
فَأَرَدْنَا أَن يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبَّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِنْهُ زَكَاةً وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا.
So we desired that their Lord should give them in exchange one better than he in purity and closer in filial affection.
وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِي ذَلِكَ تَأْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا.
And as for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the town, and beneath it was a treasure belonging to them, and their father had been a righteous man. So thy Lord desired that they should reach their age of full strength and take out their treasure as a mercy from thy Lord, and I did it not of my own accord. This is the explanation of that which thou could not bear with patience.